My name is Samuel Nimmo. I'm a skilled man, a furnace keeper like my father before me. I know how to load up the blast furnace with ironstone, limestone, coke, not air from the blowing engine, and stoke it till it gets to the point when the metal is released from the rock. Some folks say it takes 12 hours, but I can feel it. I can feel exactly when to draw off the liquid slag from a tap at the top. Leave only the purest of iron, the rich red-hot liquid we can tap off at the bottom into the pig beds. I was born in Shropshire. I worked at the Colebrook Dale Ironwork for 10 years. 2 years ago, I heard they were looking for skilled workers here at Wilsontown. So I packed my bag, pulled on my boots, and walked all the way. Oh, but there's people here from all over. Ireland, Yorkshire. Last week, they'd even got a German fixing the engine. I like my job. Making something precious out of nothing is, oh, pure alchemy. Sometimes, though, there's a price to pay. In the last year, two of the men have fallen into the top of the furnace. We couldn't do nothing for them. Another were burned so badly from a carelessly closed tap, he died the same day. The noise can make you careless. Yeah, and the hours are long. And the heat, oh, well, the heat must be constant. The furnace must never cool. So far, I've been lucky. I have a few burns on my arms and I lost a finger in the wrecking ball, but nothing that would stop me from earning me 16 shillings a week. My face has the glow of the fire on it, even when I'm not working. And people know what I do without having to ask. I've grown quite fond of Scotland. Winters are harsh, summer's short, but I've learned to make the most of it. On my day off, I like taking a walk for hours with my thoughts. And when I need some company, I take a drink in the pub, and in winter, I play a bit of curling on the pond. Now, I plan to take a wife soon. That is, if any woman will have me. And then, with a bit of good fortune, she'll provide me with a son to teach the trade to, so he can learn how to turn something rough into something refined. Something we can use. Because iron, in this industrial age, will eventually run through Britain, through Europe, through the whole world, like blood in a body. All we have to do is produce it.